waking under tent canvas, which isn't exactly true because tents nowadays are made of a high-tech fabric, as is this one I'm currently sat up in. It's a Lavu, very lightweight one, gossamer thin actually. I have a thin layer of condensation on the outside that I've been using to wash my face. Recycling of the breath. And the conversations are popping up in the tents around me here on this hillside overlooking Electromagnetic Field 2016, or at EMF Camp on Twitter. I can see just across the tops of smaller tents a large oak tree and larger tents and hack spaces going off into the distance, all encircled by trees. I can hear people talking about where the plastic cups are, if there's any bacon left. It's the smell carrying right into my tent opening. I can see directly in front of me a guy cooking to two of the guys sat in chairs, a frying pan on a gas stove on a small folding table. Very prepared individuals. I too have a small bag of food with tins, and my stove, unfortunately, though, is not as easy to operate as his. I would need to go and collect some dry firewood. I've got some kindling, plenty of that. There's a big bale of straw just outside my doorway. And then stoke a small fire inside a titanium cage in order for me to rustle something up. And, you know, half the time when you can see food places opening up, you just think, I'll just wander over there. It's not like I'm in the wilderness. This is the quiet field, which means you wake up to a number of... I had earplugs in because I know that there is no quiet fields. But there was a lot of children waking up hungry and making it known across the morning chorus. It was cold last night in my 1.5 season bag. I did have a silk liner just to buff it up, and from the car I took a blanket from Cathay Pacific. Thank you, Cathay Pacific, an airline blanket which just added a little bit of extra warmth. Last night when I got here, I set up, launched my newsletter, which is on documentally.com/backchannel, because I needed to finish it and read it through and whatever. And then I ventured down, and one of the first places I found was the Milliways whiskey tent called Whiskey Leaks. And you bring a bottle along and you get to sample other people's bottles. One way of supporting Milliways themselves was to pick up a challenge coin. And in my pocket here, I have a couple of challenge coins because the guy who runs it was very generous and gave me an actual Chaos Communications Congress, a CCC challenge coin. I gave him a sip of my whiskey from my hip flask, and he gifted me that, and it's my first proper challenge coin. If you don't know about challenge coins, they are military in origin. You would give someone a challenge coin for outstanding behavior or as a thank you, and then they'd have to carry that around just in case you ever saw that person again, because if they didn't and they took out their coin and challenged you, then you'd have to buy the drinks. And quite often someone in a bar would take out their challenge coin and tap it on the table, and all the squaddies or the soldiers or the marines or whatever in that area would take out their coin and tap it. And if someone had forgotten that particular battalion or troop's coin, then they were the ones who had to buy the beers. I don't think it works as quite a challenge with the geek community, because I imagine a lot of challenge coins get brought out. Although maybe it's just a different challenge coin every year, and as long as you've got one of them, you don't have to carry a stack of them. You're there. And so to support Milliways, the restaurant at the end of the universe, I picked up one of their challenge coins. I bought one of their challenge coins that has electromagnetic field 2016 on the back, and I'm really pleased to double my challenge coin connection with that collection with that. And I shall it's kind of, instead of buying a t-shirt, I guess it's a beautiful object. I might have to get myself some challenge coins made. Maybe I'll get some made for the newsletter, and it's going to make me think seriously about what kind of design I would want. You can be quite intricate with them. So I tied 9 different whiskies. Yeah, just literally a pour of a little bit more than a sip on the very nice one I had. A gulp, but not all in one go. I thought it sensible to pace myself. I guess when you're really whiskey tasting, you spit out, do you? I don't know. I need to learn this, because I might be going to Whiskey Live in Paris soon. That's my challenge coin dropping on my ice cold water bottle. And then I in between tastes, I wandered around and explored what the nighttime at EMF camp had to offer. There was some amazing music emanating from various spaces, from karaoke, from a geodesic dome tent which had these immersive projections covering the inside that made it look like some weird psychedelic party from the outside. There was, of course, some amazing 8-bit music from the amazing 8-bit music guy. I forget his name right now. But he's got albums out, and you must have heard his stuff, and people are going to comment now and go, it's him! Yes, I did tweet on @documentally, his Twitter name, late last night. Great laser show from I think, Jonty arranged that. Jonty, the organiser of EMF. And not the band. Although I did know Mark de Klerk once. Slight transgression there. The drummer from EMF, you're unbelievable. We hung out for a while in Australia. Anyway, EMF, electromagnetic field, the festival, which is biannual, and I've been to 2014, and I've been now to this one, and my explorations last night finished with me returning to the whiskey tent after popping to the beer tent and seeing what was going on in there. Lots of amazing ales, but I didn't want to mix my drinks. I should be drinking some ales tonight. I met a couple of food vans just closing up, and out of all of the food places here, the most attractive looked to me to be the burritos guy, who came highly, highly recommended from a certain coffee company who are here, who shall remain nameless, because I'll probably pop down and have a chat with them, because they've, I think, been to every single one of these festivals, and they're really nice guys. You may have heard me talk to them at the Milton Keynes International Festival just a couple of weeks ago. And I went to the burrito guy and got this delicious spicy burrito to kind of end the night and make sure I didn't wake up with a hangover, which I don't. Slightly cloudy head, but it's a beautiful crystal clear sky, which is clearing up my cloudy head by association. And I'm going to now don my clothes, because I am still sat in my sleeping bag, and head out into electromagnetic field, the morning of day 2, I guess it is, Saturday. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. The geekery, the makerspaces, the hack spaces, the clubs that have all come here and congregated are a wonder to behold, should you ever feel the need. You could still get down, actually, but I think the tickets are sold out. You'd have to find someone who couldn't make it. It is very big this year. It definitely seemed bigger than than 2 years ago. But in 2 years' time, you definitely want to put this in your diary.